Hi, Mokuls. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Please take a second to subscribe and follow the podcast. And today we're going to talk about mind food. Everyone's like, okay, well, this is Girl's Guide to Investing. But they say food is wealth. And your gut, good gut health is wealth. So let's just talk about mind food and how that can help you. And that's it. Let's get started. So did you know there was cycles on when you can eat? There's like cycle one, cycle two. And most of the time, we just kind of eat the way that we were brought up, the way your mom and dad ate, and also what's been advertised to you. Because you can't go anywhere without advertisements. On the radio, any social media, go in the grocery store. They even have announcers in the grocery store now. If you're in Ralph's, hey, $5 chicken, $5 chicken. So in your mind, you're like, I need some of that $5 chicken because I have a dog. And I'm like, wow, a whole chicken for $5 at Ralph? Thank you. And the guy was so nice. Hey, it's only on Thursday, so you better get two. So I got two. And then you realize mind food. Am I being mindful of what I'm putting my body in my dog's body or what my mom is eating? Was she mindful? Did she research what she was eating? Or is she just taking granted what everyone tells you and advertises is good food? So let's just talk about some things that, if you think about it, is pretty simple. So water. Let's start with water because I just moved in Los Angeles from West Hollywood to the Westwood area. And the tap water looks like this milky, milky water. And it, quite frankly, is disgusting. And in your mind, you're thinking, oh, bottled water is so expensive. But the more you think about it, drinking tap water can be very, very expensive to your health in numbers that you can't even comprehend if you get sick from this tap water that... When you research and learn about water, I believe I'm the last one to learn about this. You probably already know tap water is not very good. But if you really look at tap water and what's in there, there's chlorine, there's fluoride, there's these chemicals, there's toxins and poisons. Just think our water, everyone is flushing stuff down the toilet and down the sink. And then when it rains, the rainwater is going on the oil slicks and all that sludge is going into our water system. Like, who's filtering this water? Are our water systems this good? And our pipes made with lead? What are our pipes made with? And so I was boiling water thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to save money by boiling water. I don't want to buy the bottled water. Then you learn when you boil water, it turns the fluoride into fluorine and it just makes this toxic soup. And I'm like, ah, I can't believe it. So sometimes you think you're so smart, you're educated, you're this researcher, you got these awards for research and all this stuff. And then you realize, you know, sometimes the simple things, you just don't even see that they're so simple to do. So I really had to reprogram my mind from all the programming. Like, you know, we're advertised every day, which is a program. Like, hey, get bottled water, get alkaline water. And when you buy that alkaline water and you're spending more money to get this alkaline water, it's in plastic. And then you're drinking plastic. Is it a PBA-free bottle? People don't even know what PBA-free. If I try to tell my Italian mom, hey, mom, that plastic water has PBA, she's like, PBA what? She doesn't understand it. Because she's, you know, older than me and she's got a lot of programming in her. And when you're trying to say there's fluoride in your toothpaste, she's like, fluoride, what's that? It's good for you. Like all the commercials that she's heard, she literally follows the commercials. Whatever the commercial says or whatever doctor on a TV show program tells her, then she's like, yeah, she heard like what doctor, he's a famous doctor on TV. He has a show. He says, take a spoonful of cinnamon. First of all, she's not taking, you know, the Celine Sion, which is like when you learn, you're like, you mean all those years I've been putting spices and I was putting the wrong cinnamon. It's not even the correct cinnamon. It's not even organic cinnamon. And there's this thing called Celine cinnamon. And you realize you haven't been taught the correct things. And you kind of just, they let you have stuff. They quote unquote stuff that's you think that's good, but it's really not. So she took a whole spoon of cinnamon and she was literally choking because I'm like, oh, mom, you didn't mean a spoon, giant spoonful of cinnamon. You got to like, you know, sprinkle it and you got to get saline cinnamon. She's like, what's saline cinnamon? So we really need to research what we're putting into our body. And it's, I'm older and some of you are like, some of these, you know, kids on YouTube, they grew up with YouTube in their hand, or like social media in their hand, with a phone in their hand. They knew how to edit. So it's really great that some great information is coming out there. But I tell everyone, research for yourself and always go back to common sense. What makes common sense? Take away the advertising, take away the TV shows, and just find out the information from like correct sources, sources that aren't tied into people paying them to tell them a skewed point of view that has half truth. So, you know, all that stuff. So basically, you know, so what can you do? Like some people have the money or can put a credit card down and get a filtration system for their tap water and for their shower. And you, and another thing, common sense, if you are showering in this water that has your neighbor's prescriptions in it, people are urinating in the water and defecating in the water and sweating into the water and whatever drugs they're taking and fluoride and chlorine and chemicals and toxins and poisons, you are showering on your head and on your skin, and that is going into your body through your skin. So you're like, once again, common sense. Ah, you're like, well, we got to shower or we'll be stinky. And like, don't worry, put that perfume on you or that cologne. And did you know that perfume and colognes have lead and toxic poison on them? So you're spraying toxic poisons on you. And you know, when you are washing your clothes with those those strong chemical advertised detergents have 14 different toxic chemicals in them. Because I was like itching, I found out the long hard way, like when you buy brand new sheets and bedspreads, cotton, they spray toxins on there. I literally was sleeping one night with my new sheets and I was itching and came out with a rash. And then when I threw my sheets off me and then the rash started going away, you start realizing that like pretty much everything that we use has some kind of poison or toxin in it. So you got to like start detoxifying yourself from these poisons for good health. And for, so it's mind food. Learn, research the things. And because we're buying products every day at the, you know, the drugstore, you're buying this thing and that thing. So it's like, you're just basically putting a Band-Aid over it. You're spending money. But if you go back to the basis and the root of the cause, spring water, get some spring water, bottled water, spring water from the source, one ingredient. For now, like hopefully at least some bottled water. I started doing it and giving it to my dog. And so that's number one, mind food. Water, 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 because we're made of water. And we're a moving, energetic, electrical being full of energy. And then research all that stuff. It's not one video that's going to explain everything. So, but just kind of giving you little hints of stuff. And then so once you start working on your water, you go to number two. All right. I love ice cream, gelato. I mean, come on. It's in the summer, ice cream. And then you're just like, I don't eat it all the time. But once in a while, you're like, you crave some ice cream. You go to the mall, everyone's eating ice cream. Everyone's getting these latte coffees. Every time you go to a mall, everyone is sipping on the coffee and the blended coffees and the blended smoothies and the ice creams. And you're like, I want ice cream. You know, it's such ice cream, we all love ice cream. All those commercials, all the programming, all the advertising. And it's delicious. It's full of sugar and it's full of milk. It's so delicious. But then you find out, if you can kind of visualize this, because I'm very visual, it's mucus forming. And you're like, what's mucus forming? You try to tell my mom, what's the mucus forming, with her thick accent. I'm like, okay, well, mom, it's gonna be like, make this pus in your body and it's gonna like cover your cells and your stomach and your intestines and it's gonna be acidic and it's just gonna cause all this sludge and pus in your body. And she's like, ew. And I go, yeah, ew. The more ew, if we had more commercials that said ew and yuck, what dairy and milk and ice cream and cheese and all that stuff we love. Because like when I go more vegan, I'm always craving cheese. If I don't do meats, I crave the cheese. So I thought I was like, okay, I'll just give up some meat. And then I'm like, I need some cheese. And like all that gooey, pussy stuff in your body. You're like, well, why didn't somebody tell me? I didn't know. It tastes so good. It's like cheese is salt and dairy. Ice cream is sugar and milk. How can you go wrong with that until you really see what it's doing to the insides, the bloating of the body, the fat that's going on your hips and your stomach? Because you're like, wow, I really want my mom's stomach. She's got the basketball stomach. A lot of people are getting these basketball stomachs or getting hips. And you're like, well, why is that starting to happen? Well, it's mind food. Be mindful of the food that you're putting in the body. Don't just take it for granted because of like this celebrity sports star who was paid at least $1 million to advertise that product. And he's becoming rich, and the rich corporations and people that own products and companies, it's a corporate world we live in. So are programming you that's what he's doing. And behind closed doors, these rich people, these celebrities, they're eating raw vegetables. They're not doing the dairy. They know these things. So they're probably not shoveling ice cream in their mouth, and they're not eating these things. And the people that are selling these things are probably not eating these things. There's this one guy, this hairdresser to the stars. He said, oh, he went to dinner with all these like five generation wealth people, went to dinner, and he's eating the bread, and they all looked in horror at him eating the bread. And he, quote unquote, his friend said, he goes, why are they all staring at me like this? He goes, oh, that's what poor people eat, bread, grains. They know the foods put in the body that keeps them young and healthy and good minds and good health, which is wealth. So research everything for yourself and trust your gut and do what's right for you. And baby steps. You don't have to like stop eating ice cream for the rest of your life. Hey, if you want to have ice creams on the weekend, enjoy it and feel like a little kid, go for it. But just know that mucus and stuff, you got to like detoxify after that. At least be good to yourself, love yourself, and say, I'm going to love myself and I'll be good to myself. I'm going to do it in baby steps, because my rule is like everything in moderation. I can have whatever I want, whenever I want. It makes me feel happy. If I want that, I'm having a day with my family and I feel like it's hot, I have some ice cream, just know I'm going to go detox and go to some good people that have these organic herbs and plants that are already pre-mixed, or you can go get them yourself. So learn about detoxifying with herbs, plants, and fruit, and really learn about these things. There's a lot of programs you can listen to every day. Dr. Sibby, there's just so many people. Fit for Life was the first book I read. I got that book for 10 cents at the Beverly Hills Library. They had books for 10 cents. I really like Fit for Life. There's like Eating for Your Blood Type. And also this is Mind Food, the Mind Food Diet. I don't know if anyone's come up with that, but I'm just saying Mind Food because I'm a Scorpio. I love research. I love things that elevate the mind. I love learning. That's why I started the Girls Guide for Podcast. And behind the scenes, you guys, like, where have you been? I literally have been talking to family offices. And family offices, people have a net worth of $100 million to qualify to be a client with a family office. If it's a single family office, it means that somebody is managing the money of one person with a net worth of $100 million. If it's a multifamily office, then they have several clients. With the minimum required of the clients is they have to have $100 million or greater. So I've been talking to some old family office people, and they're quite lovely and beautiful and doing good things for the world, building beautiful resorts and parks and helping people. It's really amazing. I've been behind the scenes working on my animation projects with Emmy-winning producers, people that have worked on iconic films, like animation films like Woody Woodpecker, Lion King, Tinkerbell, Winnie the Pooh, Strawberry Shortcake, and working with people that are CEOs of family offices and board members and people that own mines that have minerals and copper and gold and people that have technologies to take the landfill and convert the molecular structure with zero waste and turn it to clean energy and take away all that toxins and poison. So we literally have to clean and detoxify the poisons we're putting into the earth, the rubber, the plastics, the battery acids. So let's talk about battery acids. Batteries are alkaline, right? You need the alkaline battery. So let's talk about putting alkaline foods into our body. They're really doing this so that I can help my mom, help myself, and encourage you guys to be moguls together. So, okay, alkaline. You're like, what's alkaline? What is all this stuff? Alkaline and acids. I know. But we're just doing real brief, real easy, simple terms that will hopefully encourage you to study what good things you can put into your body. So alkaline, basically just say fruits. Fruits. And fruits are easy to digest and they have a lot of water in them. So it's really good for the body. And if you study a thing called the mitochondria, it really likes fruits, and mitochondria is good for your body. And remember, you want to help your liver, your kidneys, and all your organs to detoxify all the poisons coming in from the water. Also the air, pretty much everything is poisonous these days, covered with chemicals. That's why the chemical companies are like probably trillionaires. There's chemicals everywhere, and the food, the earth, the air, the water, clothes, bedding, couches, walls, wood, paint, everywhere. So you need to detoxify every day, pretty much. So alkaline fruits. So fruits that are good. I've been drinking watermelon juice. I just crave it. So you learn about watermelon juice, melons, any kind of melon, cantaloupe. And sometimes you're like, wow, I haven't had a cantaloupe. Because when I'm one person, I think I don't buy the big watermelon or the cantaloupes. There's one person like that just goes bad. But if you get some juice, it's okay. And then I love peaches. I love berries, any kind of berries, like wild berries, wild blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. And, the fruits are so colorful. And it's the full spectrum from the sunshine. And so fruits, and then the good water. Try to figure out how to get good water for yourself, whether it's glass-held spring water. Do that. And then add some herbs to the body, like burdock, sage, whole cloves, and just alkaline the body. Alkaline means, if you can just baby steps. Maybe I'll have one tiny piece of chicken today, then eat the rest of the day fruits and vegetables with some herbs, water, and juice. That's great. And you probably don't even need to eat three times a day when you start really learning about it, because they keep talking about fasting and intermittent fasting. You're like, what's fasting and what's intermittent fasting? I can't go without eating, especially if you're watching TV, because when you sit down and watch TV, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to get a snack. You want to get popcorn. You want candy. You want snacks. And you just eat chicken wings, hot wings, fried chicken. You want snacks, Cheetos, chips, crackers, cheese, sodas. So internet fasting, they're saying you can sleep 8 hours, so you're not eating. So that's 8 hours. Try not to eat early in the morning. So if you stretch, you get up at 8 a.m., then maybe you don't eat till 9, 10, 11. That's 8, 9, 10, 11. You got 8, 9, 11 hours that you didn't eat. And the best times to eat, apparently, are between 1 and 4. Did you know? Between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. So eat your meal of the day between 1 and 4. Maybe have a little juice before, a little juice after. Water with lemons, okay. They're saying hot water with lemon, and then it ruins that molecular structure of the fruit. So when you're cooking things, turns the molecular structure around. So try to eat raw vegetables and plants and watery plants that apples are really good because it has a lot of fiber. Fruits have the natural fiber in it, so you don't have to buy supplements for fiber. Just eat some organic fruits. You can grow your own fruits, and you can even trade with your neighbors. Hey, I'm going to grow some peaches and some oranges. Why don't you grow some grapes and blackberries and blueberries and grapefruit, and we can trade. And then I'll grow some salads and some green beans, lettuce, and then you can grow things, and you can just trade with each other and help each other. And you can do that. Mogul Club at Proton Me, if you'd like to be in a local exchange, vegetable fruit exchange in a local city, let's organize that. You know, I can't do it by myself, but Mogul Club, M-O-G-U-L, Mogul Club at Proton Me. I'm in Los Angeles, so if anyone wants to do an exchange in a barter system, because once you have a couple lemon trees, I walk around in the area, people have all these lemons and they're not using them. They're just sitting there. And there's so many no picking signs on the things. People don't want it picking. But I asked this one guy, he has this big giant house. He has all these lemons. I was like, hey, do you mind if I can get some lemons? He goes, yeah, just don't pick too many. So I gave him a little card, said, thank you very much. I'll just only take like three at a time, like once a month or something. So he's let me pick his lemons. And I have some oranges in my backyard. So I'm trading. So you learn to trade. So that will be helpful to you. Or you can go to your organic farmer's market, grow your own fruits. You know, just think about it. If I bought a peach tree, an apple tree, an orange tree, a kumquat tree, a lemon tree, then it saves you money at the grocery store because, you know, everything adds up. But if you can have a tree that's producing fruit all year long and every single year, that initial investment of you can buy a tree that's already growing, you know, find a nursery where you live. And then if you're not good at planting, like share, like, hey, I'll help you go buy the grocery, or I'll help you do something in exchange if you help me. And then there's so many YouTube videos and people on there helping you how to grow that have green thumbs. So fruits are alkaline. So reduce your protein, meats and dairy daily. All right, usually have cream in my coffee. Today I will do like maybe an oat milk instead of that dairy. So you do little baby steps. Like my mom can do coffee without cream now. I'm still drinking coffee even though it's acidic. And so I got to wean off coffee. I did it before. I weaned off coffee. And then I did it for 3 months. But then I got, like, that's my little habit. It's my little comfort thing, a habit, holding the cup, such a memory thing that's comforting. Holding that warm cup of coffee reminds me of childhood with my grandma and my aunts, that I was on the little spinning stool at the kitchen. It's just, she would make us coffee. Like, it was coffee milk. It was like milk and sugar, like the acid milk and sugar, like yum, yum. And it's very tasty, but inside it's doing that yucky mucus thing to your body that you need to detoxify. So if you're eating the junk stuff, you need to like detoxify the junk stuff out. So we all slip, unless you're able to just, there's some people that are like cold turkey, they're on fruits and hallelujah, they did it. All the power to you. There's the rest of us that are like, you know, baby steps, get there. Like, you know, get there when you can. There's no rush. I mean, there could be a rush if you're really sick, but you start learning everything wrong with you comes from eating the wrong things and the acid buildup. I didn't know, this one guy was talking about toe fungus and you're like, oh, that's the old thing when your toes get thick. And so you're like, ew, that's so yucky. But like, it's yucky because you're eating the wrong foods and there's too much acid buildup. And when it's too much acid buildup, all the cells in your body, you know, from not excreting it out, can build up on like skin rashes. You know, you have the skin rashes come through your skin, headaches, migraines, things on your body like sores. So you know, you're like, okay. And I can testify through like the Italians, they eat salami, salt and pork. They eat a lot of seafood. And then you learn to see seafood if it's farmed. My friend has this technology, has award by Al Gore, the vice president of the United States. They just explain stuff to you, these really smart inventors that really care about the world and being stewards of the world and helping the world to change the world to for the very best interest. Unlike those people that are representing you that care about lining their pocketbooks and not helping you. So you got to learn to help yourself because no one's going to help you. My acting teacher, Michelle Dan at Larry Moss, goes, no one's going to come rescue you. The fairy tale story, no one is going to rescue you. You have to rescue yourself. And when you learn the fairy tale, there's no handsome prince coming or princess to come get you. You got to rescue yourself. They even say it in the airplane. First, put the air mask of oxygen for you, then you can help other people. First, help yourself and help others. So while I'm helping myself, I hopefully this will encourage you to study and learn. So basically, so that's one of the things that we were talking about, like the mukhas. So we talked about fruits, water, herbs, like sage, burdock, clove. I'll go into more herbs real quickly, but I'm just trying to just cover everything real quick. So the next thing is, are you getting back to nature? This is one thing that I started doing naturally, and then I started learning, and I go, wow, this is so great for you. Went to the park after being on the computer all day doing Zoomings with my new CEO friends that are like family offices, matching people all up. I work on commission. And most of you know that I've not made my first dollar yet from my Top 1% Kids podcast, because kids are learning and I'm listening to it, but they're not downloading it and no one's donating because they're babies. And then Girls Guide to Investing, I kind of circling back to come on here with you guys, and Filmatics Top 3%. And if I haven't been making money on there, it's really not encouragement to keep going, even though I'm doing what I love. So I'm doing this because I love it, and I come on here when I can. So if I had more money, I could come on here all the time. So if there's donations, if you can't donate, then you can subscribe, you can download, because each download, you got to get 10,000 downloads a month just to get a sponsor on podcasts. So everyone's listening, but if you're not downloading, it doesn't help me to help you to come back on air. So this is just for my love that I'm doing this. So I was just going to nature under the trees because I love nature. I used to live up Beechwood Canyon. I loved being up there. There's so many trees. You have the parks, you have the reservoir, there's coyotes, there's like rattlesnakes, there's, you know, there's the good, bad, and the ugly everywhere. But like, so walking your dog in the summer, please be careful up on those trails when it's really hot, and hot, those rattlesnakes will go right on the path where you're walking with your dog. My dog was right on top of a rattlesnake, and by miracle, it didn't strike her. It was rattling. She was right on top of it. She's a husky. She was so curious. I'm like, oh my gosh, because the guy goes, be careful. We saw rattlesnakes, and he pointed to the mountain where all the bushes were. And so I thought I was safe on the path. And there was a little bush next to the dirt path where you walk along, and that's where he was. So he was right on the path where you walk, not like hidden on the side by the mountain. So it was very lucky with her. She's a husky. She loves to do it. So I love nature. So, but we always have our shoes on. Our shoes are made of plastic. Once again, plastic, plastic, plastic. So, and I saw some people at the park in West Hollywood that let their child walk on the grass without shoes, and kind of programming again, or like, oh, she can catch something, she can catch something, she catch something. And they're like, and you learn, like, walking on the grass barefoot, connecting to the earth is very healing and grounding, and it gives you energy. And some people remember back in these fairies, or, you know, there's a lot of negative connotations around certain things because it's programming you. So take away the programming from the people that don't want you to know good things. So just say, I want to learn good things for me. And if you say, hey, that's a good thing to learn, it sounds good, it is good, and you have to just be basic. It's good. That makes good sense. That's good mind food for me. When it's good for you, you will know it because you'll feel good. So you just kind of ground let your feet touch the grass. You walk on it. If you don't want to walk around, then just sit there in the grass, let your shoes off and barefoot. And I've been taking these sun bath breaks and letting my feet touch the ground and just relax, detoxify from your cell phone, the Wi-Fi. Don't scroll. Just turn the phone off, turn the Wi-Fi off. Let the sun bathe you, be in the sun, be in the earth and grounded. And there's some shamans that say, actually ask the earth to give you energy where you talk. And, you know, if it sounds like hokey pokey or kooky, you know, it's really not. There's energy radiating from the earth. Everything's energy. So you can just, like Tai Chi, they move energy in little balls. There's these China masters that actually heal people. And the one guy that's a healer, like you couldn't get to him because he's a prize official of China. He's actually healing people and technologies. There's all these healing technologies with hands and chanting and om. There's all this stuff that, like, that's not what they teach you. And, you know, there's always hidden knowledge. It's for the chosen few or the rich few or those who are in the know. and are studying. There's a lot of people that want that knowledge, are studying and are reaching out and want that. So learn it, research it, and we're getting tidbits and pieces from here and there. Hi, Mokuls. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. And please take a second to subscribe and follow the podcast. And today we're going to talk about mind food. Everyone's like, okay, well, this is Girl's Guide to Investing. But they say food is wealth. And your gut, good gut health is wealth. So let's just talk about mind food and how that can help you. And that's it. Let's get started. So did you know there was cycles on when you can eat? There's like cycle one, cycle two. And most of the time, we just kind of eat the way that we were brought up, the way your mom and dad ate, and also what's been advertised to you. Because you can't go anywhere without advertisements. On the radio, any social media, going to the grocery store. They even have announcers in the grocery store now. If you're in Ralph's, hey, $5 chicken, $5 chicken. So in your mind, you're like, I need some of that $5 chicken because I have a dog. And I'm like, wow, a whole chicken for $5 at Ralph? Thank you. And the guy was so nice. Hey, it's only on Thursday, so you better get two. So I got two. And then you realize mind food, am I being mindful of what I'm putting my body in my dog's body or what my mom is eating? Was she mindful? Did she research what she was eating? Or is she just taking granted what everyone tells you and advertises is good food? So let's just talk about some things that, if you think about it, is pretty simple. So water. Let's start with water because I just moved in Los Angeles from West Hollywood to the Westwood area. And the tap water looks like this milky, milky water. And it, quite frankly, is disgusting. And in your mind, you're thinking, oh, bottled water is so expensive. But the more you think about it, drinking tap water can be very, very expensive to your health in numbers that you can't even comprehend if you get sick from this tap water. That when you research and learn about water, I believe I'm the last one to learn about this. You probably already know tap water is not very good. But if you really look at tap water and what's in there, there's chlorine, there's fluoride, there's these chemicals, there's toxins and poisons. Just think our water, everyone is flushing stuff down the toilet and down the sink. And then when it rains, the rainwater is going on the oil slicks and all that sludge is going into our water system. Like, who's filtering this water? Are our water systems as good? And our pipes made with lead? What are our pipes made with? And so I was boiling water thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to save money by boiling water. I don't want to buy the bottled water. Then you learn when you boil water, it turns the fluoride into fluorine and it just makes this toxic soup. And I'm like, I can't believe it. So sometimes you think you're so smart, you're educated, you're this researcher, you got these awards for research and all this stuff. And then you realize, you know, sometimes the simple things, you just don't even see that they're so simple to do. So I really had to reprogram my mind from all the programming. Like, you know, we're advertised every day, which is a program. Like, hey, get bottled water, get alkaline water. And when you buy that alkaline water and you're spending more money to get this alkaline water, it's in plastic. And then you're drinking plastic. Is it a PBA-free bottle? People don't even know what PBA-free. If I try to tell my Italian mom, hey, mom, that plastic water has PBA, she's like, PBA what? She doesn't understand it. Because she's, you know, older than me and she's got a lot of programming in her. And when you're trying to say there's fluoride in your toothpaste, she's like, fluoride, what's that? It's good for you. Like all the commercials that she's heard, she literally follows the commercials. Whatever the commercial says or whatever doctor on a TV show program tells her, then she's like, yeah. She heard like, what doctor, he's a famous doctor on TV. He has a show. He says, take a spoonful of cinnamon. First of all, she's not taking, you know, the Selene Sion, which is like when you learn, you're like, you mean all those years I've been putting spices and I was putting the wrong cinnamon. It's not even the correct cinnamon. It's not even organic cinnamon. And there's this thing called Celine cinnamon. And you realize you haven't been taught the correct things. And you kind of just, they let you have stuff. They quote unquote stuff that's, you think that's good, but it's really not. So she took a whole spoon of cinnamon and she was literally choking because I'm like, oh, mom, he didn't mean a spoon, giant spoonful of cinnamon. You got to like, you know, sprinkle it and you got to get Celine cinnamon. She's like, what's Celine cinnamon? So we really need to research what we're putting into our body. And it's, I'm older and some of you are like, some of these, you know, kids on YouTube, they grew up with YouTube in their hand, or like social media in their hand, with a phone in their hand. They knew how to edit. So it's really great that some great information's come out there. But I tell everyone, research for yourself and always go back to common sense. What makes common sense? Take away the advertising, take away the TV shows, and just find out the information from the correct sources, sources that aren't tied into people paying them to tell them a skewed point of view that has half truth. So, you know, all that stuff. So basically, you know, so what can you do? Like some people have the money or can put a credit card down and get a filtration system for their tap water and for their shower. And you, and another thing, common sense, if you are showering in this water that has your neighbor's prescriptions in it, people are urinating in the water and defecating in the water and sweating into the water and whatever drugs they're taking, and fluoride and chlorine and chemicals and toxins and poisons, you are showering on your head and on your skin, and that is going into your body through your skin. So you're like, once again, common sense. Ah, you're like, well, we got to shower or we'll be stinky. And like, don't worry, put that perfume on you or that cologne. And did you know that perfume and colognes have lead and toxic poison on them? So you're spraying toxic poisons on you. And you know, when you are washing your clothes with those those strong chemical advertised detergents have 14 different toxic chemicals in them. Because I was like itching, I found out the long hard way, like when you buy brand new sheets and bedspreads, cotton, they spray toxins on there. I literally was sleeping one night with my new sheets and I was itching and came out with a rash. And then when I threw my sheets off me and then the rash started going away, I realized, you start realizing that like pretty much everything that we use has some kind of poison or toxin in it. So you've got to like start detoxifying yourself from these poisons for good health and for, so it's mind food. Learn, research the things. And because we're buying products every day at the, you know, the drugstore, you're buying this thing and that thing. So it's like, you're just basically putting a Band-Aid over it. You're spending money. But if you go back to the basis and the root of the cause, spring water, get some spring water, bottled water, spring water from the source, one ingredient. For now, like hopefully at least some bottled water. I started doing it and giving it to my dog. And so that's number one, mind food. Water, 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 because we're made of water. And we're a moving, energetic, electrical being full of energy. And then research all that stuff. It's not one video that's going to explain everything. So, but just kind of giving you little hints of stuff. And then so once you start working on your water, you go to number two. All right, I love ice cream, gelato. I mean, come on, it's in the summer, ice cream. And then you're just like, I don't eat it all the time, but once in a while, you're like, you crave some ice cream. You go to the mall, everyone's eating ice cream. Everyone's getting these latte coffees. Every time you go to a mall, everyone is sipping on the coffee and the blended coffees and the blended smoothies and the ice creams. And you're like, I want an ice cream. You know, it's such ice cream, we all love ice cream. All those commercials, all the programming, all the advertising. And it's delicious. It's full of sugar and it's full of milk. It's so delicious. But then you find out, if you can kind of visualize this, because I'm very visual, it's mucus forming. And you're like, what's mucus forming? You try to tell my mom, what's the mucus forming, with her thick accent. I'm like, okay, well, mom, it's gonna be like make this pus in your body, and it's gonna like cover your cells and your stomach and your intestines, and it's gonna be acidic, and it's just gonna cause all this sludge and pus in your body. And she's like, ew. And I go, yeah, ew. The more ew, if we had more commercials that said ew and yuck, what dairy and milk and ice cream and cheese and all that stuff we love. Cause like when I go more vegan, I'm always craving cheese. If I don't do meats, I crave the cheese. So I thought I was like, okay, I'll just give up some meat. And then I'm like, I need some cheese. And like all that gooey, pussy stuff in your body. You're like, well, why didn't somebody tell me? I didn't know. It tastes so good. It's like cheese is salt and dairy. Ice cream is sugar and milk. How can you go wrong with that until you really see what it's doing to the insides, the bloating of the body, the fat that's going on your hips and your stomach? Because you're like, wow, I really want my mom's stomach. She's got the basketball stomach. A lot of people are getting these basketball stomachs or getting hips. And you're like, well, why is that starting to happen? Well, it's mind food. Be mindful of the food that you're putting in the body. Don't just take it for granted because of like this celebrity sports star who was paid at least $1 million to advertise that product. And he's becoming rich, and the rich corporations and people that own products and companies, it's a corporate world we live in. So are programming you that that's what he's doing. And behind closed doors, these rich people, these celebrities, they're eating raw vegetables. They're not doing the dairy. They know these things. So they're probably not shoveling ice cream in their mouth, and they're not eating these things. And the people that are selling these things are probably not eating these things. There's this one guy, this hairdresser to the stars. He said, oh, he went to dinner with all these like five generation wealth people, went to dinner, and he's eating the bread. And they all looked in horror at him eating the bread. And he quote unquote, his friend said, he goes, why are they all staring at me like this? He goes, oh, that's what poor people eat. Bread, grains. They know the foods put in the body that keeps them young and healthy and good minds and good health, which is wealth. So research everything for yourself and trust your gut and do what's right for you. And baby steps. You don't have to like stop eating ice cream for the rest of your life. Hey, if you want to have ice creams on the weekend, enjoy it and feel like a little kid, go for it. But just know that mucus and stuff, you got to like detoxify after that. At least be good to yourself, love yourself, and say, I'm going to love myself and I'll be good to myself. I'm going to do it in baby steps because my rule is like everything in moderation. I can have whatever I want, whenever I want. It makes me feel happy. If I want that, I'm having a day with my family and I feel like it's hot, I have some ice cream, just know I'm going to go detox and go to some good people that have these organic herbs and plants that are already pre-mixed, or you can go get them yourself. So learn about detoxifying with herbs, plants, and fruit, and really learn about these things. There's a lot of programs you can listen to every day. Dr. Sibby, there's just so many people. Fit for Life was the first book I read. I got that book for 10 cents at the Beverly Hills Library. They had books for 10 cents. I really like Fit for Life. There's like eating for your blood type. And also this is mind food, the mind food diet. I don't know if anyone's come up with that, but I'm just saying mind food because I'm a Scorpio. I love research. I love things that elevate the mind. I love learning. That's why I started the Girls Guide for Podcast. And behind the scenes, you guys, like, where have you been? I literally have been talking to family offices. And family offices, people have a net worth of $100 million to qualify to be a client with a family office. If it's a single family office, it means that somebody is managing the money of one person with a net worth of $100 million. If it's a multifamily office, then they have several clients with the minimum requirement of the clients is they have to have $100 million or greater. So I've been talking to some old family office people and they're quite lovely and beautiful and doing good things for the world, building beautiful resorts and parks and helping people. It's really amazing. I've been behind the scenes working on my animation projects with Emmy-winning producers, people that have worked on iconic films, like animation films like Woody Woodpecker, Lion King, Tinkerbell, Winnie the Pooh, strawberry shortcake, and working with people that are CEOs of family offices and board members and people that own mines that have minerals and copper and gold and people that have technologies to take the landfill and convert the molecular structure with zero waste and turn it to clean energy and take away all that toxins and poison. So we literally have to clean and detoxify the poisons we're putting into the earth, the rubber, the plastics, the battery acids. So let's talk about battery acids. Batteries are alkaline, right? You need the alkaline battery. So let's talk about putting alkaline foods into our body. They're really doing this so that I can help my mom, help myself, and encourage you guys to be moguls together. So, okay, alkaline. You're like, what's alkaline? What is all this stuff? Alkaline and acids. I know. But we're just doing real brief, real easy, simple terms that will hopefully encourage you to study what good things you can put into your body. So alkaline, basically just say fruits. Fruits. And fruits are easy to digest and they have a lot of water in them. So it's really good for the body. And if you study a thing called the mitochondria, it really likes fruits, and mitochondria is good for your body. And remember, you want to help your liver, your kidneys, and all your organs to detoxify all the poisons coming in from the water. Also the air, pretty much everything is poisonous these days, covered with chemicals. That's why the chemical companies are like probably trillionaires. There's chemicals everywhere, and the food, the earth, the air, the water, clothes, bedding, couches, walls, wood, paint, everywhere. So you need to detoxify every day, pretty much. So alkaline fruits. So fruits that are good. I've been drinking watermelon juice. I just crave it. So you learn about watermelon juice, melons, any kind of melon, cantaloupe. And sometimes you're like, wow, I haven't had a cantaloupe. Because when I'm one person, I think I don't buy the big watermelon or the cantaloupes. There's one person like that just goes bad. But if you get some juice, it's okay. And then like, I love peaches. I love berries, any kind of berries, like wild berries, wild blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. And, you know, the fruits are so colorful. And it's like, you know, the full spectrum from the sunshine. And so fruits. And then the good water, try to figure out how to get good water for yourself, whether it's glass-held spring water, do that. And then add some herbs to the body, like burdock, sage, whole cloves, and just alkaline the body. Alkaline means, you know, if you can just baby steps, maybe I'll have one tiny piece of chicken today, then eat the rest of the day fruits and vegetables with some herbs, water, and juice. That's great. And you probably don't even need to eat three times a day when you start really learning about it, because they keep talking about fasting and intermittent fasting. You're like, what's fasting and what's intermittent fasting? I can't go without eating, especially if you're watching TV, because when you sit down and watch TV, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to get a snack. You want to get popcorn. You want candy. You want snacks. And you just eat chicken wings, hot wings, fried chicken. You want snacks, Cheetos, chips, crackers, cheese, sodas. So internet fasting, they're saying like you can sleep 8 hours, so you're not eating. So that's 8 hours. Try not to eat early in the morning. So if you stretch, you know, you get up at 8 a.m., then maybe you don't eat till 9, 10, 11. That's 8, 9, 10, 11. You got 8, 9, 11 hours that you didn't eat. And the best times to eat apparently are between 1 and 4. Did you know? Between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. So eat your meal of the day between 1 and 4. Maybe have a little juice before, a little juice after. Water with lemons, okay. You know, they're saying hot water with lemon, and then it ruins that molecular structure of the fruit. So when you're cooking things, also cooking things turns the molecular structure around. So try to eat raw vegetables and plants and watery plants that apples are really good because it has a lot of fiber. Fruits have the natural fiber in it, so you don't have to buy supplements for fiber. Just eat some organic fruits. You can grow your own fruits, and you can even trade with your neighbors. Hey, I'm going to grow some peaches and some oranges. Why don't you grow some grapes and and blackberries and blueberries and grapefruit, and we can trade, and then I'll grow some salads and some green beans, lettuce, and then you can grow things and you can just trade with each other and help each other. And you can do that mogul club at ProtonMe, you know, if you'd like to be in a local exchange, vegetable fruit exchange in a local city, let's organize that. You know, I can't do it by myself, but Mogul Club, M-O-G-U-L, Mogul Club at ProtonMe. I'm in Los Angeles, so if anyone wants to do an exchange in a barter system, because once you have a couple lemon trees, I walk around in the area, people have all these lemons and they're not using them. They're just sitting there. And there's so many no picking signs on the things. People don't want it picking. But I asked this one guy, he has this big giant house. He has all these lemons. I was like, hey, do you mind if I can get some lemons? He goes, yeah, just don't pick too many. So I gave him a little card, said, thank you very much. I'll just only take like three at a time, like once a month or something. So he's let me pick his lemons. And I'm, or, you know, I have some oranges in my backyard, so I'm trading. So you learn to trade, so that will be helpful to you. Or you can go to your organic farmer's market, grow your own fruits. You know, just think about it. If I bought a peach tree, an apple tree, an orange tree, a kumquat tree, a lemon tree, then it saves you money at the grocery store, because, you know, everything adds up. But if you can have a tree that's producing fruit all year long and every single year, that initial investment of, you can buy a tree that's already growing, you know, find a nursery where you live. And then if you're not good at planting, like share, like, hey, you know, I'll help you go buy the grocery, or I'll help you do something exchange if you help me. And then there's so many YouTube videos and people on there helping you how to grow that have green thumbs. So fruits are alkaline. So reduce your protein, meats and dairy daily. All right, usually have cream in my coffee. Today, I'll do like maybe an oat milk instead of that dairy. So you do little baby steps. Like my mom can do coffee without cream now. I'm still drinking coffee, even though it's acidic. And so I got to wean off coffee. I did it before. I weaned off coffee. And then I did it. So I did it for 3 months. And but then I got, like, that's my little habit. It's my little comfort thing, a habit, holding the cup, such like memory, such a memory thing that's comforting. Holding that warm cup of coffee reminds me of childhood with my grandma and my aunts, that I was on the little spinning stool at the kitchen. It's just, she would make us coffee. Like, it was coffee milk. It was like milk and sugar, like the acid milk and sugar, like yum, yum. And it's very tasty, but inside it's doing that yucky mucus thing to your body that you need to detoxify. So if you're eating the junk stuff, you need to like detoxify the junk stuff out. So we all slip, unless you're like, you're able to just, there's some people that are like cold turkey, they're on fruits and hallelujah, they did it. All the power to. There's the rest of us that are like, you know, baby steps, get there. Like, you know, get there when you can. There's no rush. I mean, there could be a rush if you're really sick, but you start learning everything wrong with you comes from eating the wrong things and the acid buildup. I didn't know, this one guy was talking about toe fungus, and you're like, oh, that's the old thing when your toes get thick. And so you're like, ew, that's so yucky. But like, it's yucky because you're eating the wrong foods and there's too much acid buildup. And when it's too much acid buildup, all the cells in your body, you know, from not excreting it out, can build up on like skin rashes. You know, you have the skin rashes come through your skin, headaches, migraines, things on your body like sores. So you know, you're like, okay. And I can testify through like the Italians, they eat salami, salt and pork. They eat a lot of seafood. And then you learn to seafood, if it's farmed, my friend has this technology, has an award by Al Gore, the vice president of the United States. They just explain stuff to you. These really smart inventors that really care about the world and being stewards of the world and helping the world to change the world for the very best interest. Unlike those people that are representing you that care about lining their pocketbooks and not helping you. So you got to learn to help yourself, because no one's going to help you. My acting teacher, Michelle Dannert-Larry Moss, goes, no one's going to come rescue you. the fairy tale story, no one is going to rescue you. You have to rescue yourself. And when you learn the fairy tale, there's no handsome prince coming or princess to come get you. You got to rescue yourself. They even say it in the airplane. First, put the air mask of oxygen for you. Then you can help other people. First, help yourself and help others. So while I'm helping myself, this will encourage you to study and learn. So basically, so that's one of the things that we were talking about, like the mukhas. So we talked about fruits, water, herbs, like sage, burdock, clove. I'll go into more herbs real quickly, but I'm just trying to just cover everything real quick. So the next thing is, are you getting back to nature? This is one thing that I started doing naturally, and then I started learning, and I go, wow, this is so great for you. Went to the park after being on the computer all day doing Zoomings with my new CEO friends that are like family offices, matching people all up. I work on commission. And most of you know that I've not made my first dollar yet from my Top 1% Kids podcast, because kids are learning and I'm listening to it, but they're not downloading it and no one's donating because they're babies. And then Girls Guide to Investing, I kind of circling back to come on here with you guys, and Filmatics Top 3%. And if I haven't been making money on there, it's really not encouragement to keep going, even though I'm doing what I love. So I'm doing this because I love it, and I come on here when I can. So if I had more money, I could come on here all the time. So if there's donations, if you can't donate, then you can subscribe, you can download. Because each download, you got to get 10,000 downloads a month just to get a sponsor on podcast. So everyone's listening, but if you're not downloading, it doesn't help me to help you to come back on here. So this is just for my love that I'm doing this. So I was just going to nature under the trees because I love nature. I used to live up Beechwood Canyon. I loved being up there. There's so many trees. You have the parks, you have the reservoir, there's coyotes, there's like rattlesnakes, there's, you know, there's the good, bad, and the ugly everywhere. But like, so walking your dog in summer, please be careful up on those trails when it's really hot, those rattlesnakes will go right on the path where you're walking with your dog. My dog was right on top of a rattlesnake, and by miracle, it didn't strike her. It was rattling. She was right on top of it. She's a husky. She was so curious. I'm like, oh my gosh, because the guy goes, be careful. We saw rattlesnakes, and he pointed to the mountain where all the bushes were. And so I thought I was safe on the path. And there was a little bush next to the dirt path where you walk along, and that's where he was. So he was right on the path where you walk, not like hidden on the side by the mountain. So it was very lucky with her. She's a husky. She loves to do that. So I love nature. So, but we always have our shoes on. Our shoes are made of plastic. Once again, plastic, plastic, plastic. So, and I saw some people at the park in West Hollywood that let their child walk on the grass without shoes, and kind of programming again, or like, oh, she can catch something, she can catch something, she can catch something. And they're like, and you learn, like, walking on the grass barefoot, connecting to the earth is very healing and grounding, and it gives you energy. And some people remember back in these fairies or, you know, there's a lot of negative connotations around certain things because it's programming you. So take away the programming from the people that don't want you to know good things. So just say, I want to learn good things for me. And if you say, hey, that's a good thing to learn. It sounds good. It is good. And you have to just be basic. It's good. That makes good sense. That's good mind food for me. When it's good for you, you will know it because you'll feel good. So you just kind of let your feet touch the grass. You walk on it. If you don't want to walk around, then just sit there in the grass, let your shoes off and barefoot. And I've been taking these sun bath breaks and letting my feet touch the ground and just relax, detoxify from your cell phone, the Wi-Fi. Don't scroll. Just turn the phone off, turn the Wi-Fi off. Let the sun bathe you, be in the sun, be in the earth and grounded. And there's some shamans that say, actually ask the earth to give you energy where you talk. And, you know, if it sounds like hokey pokey or kooky, you know, it's really not. There's energy radiating from the earth. Everything's energy. So you can just, like Tai Chi, they move energy in little balls. There's these China masters that actually heal people. And the one guy that's a healer, like you couldn't get to him because he's a prize official of China. He's actually healing people and technologies. There's all these healing technologies with hands and chanting and om. There's all this stuff that, like, that's not what they teach you. And, you know, there's always hidden knowledge. It's for the chosen few or the rich few or those who are in the know and that are studying. There's a lot of people that want that knowledge, are studying and reaching out and want that. So learn it, research it, and we're getting tidbits and pieces from here and there.